All right, we are back, and we're back. Yes, that's right, we are back. This is Dave the Clone, this is the Hollow Knight Network, and yes, you are not mishearing the internet. Don't adjust your antennas, which you younger listeners out there don't even know what I'm talking about, but what was it? The best laid plans of mice and men are often torn asunder. So yes, that one, that's the one that's more correct, that's life. As we know it. So without further ado, from me to you, welcome to 2020, and here we go, picking up right where we left off with the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con. Just our way of saying welcome back to the fold, and by the way, the Hollow Knight Network can now proudly boast that we are a lifetime sponsor of this biannual event. That's right, every single New Jersey Horror Con from now until infinitum, we will be there with a table set up live, doing our thing, having a blast, and talking to awesome people like this. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And can't say that we didn't come by and say it was all right. I don't know what I'm doing. I knew it's good to say hi to everybody. Welcome back and Happy New Year. Enjoy. We are back.
That's all good.
Well, as you can hear out there in Radio Land, Dave the Clone, we are still rolling. It's about 12 to 5 on the final minutes of day 3 of the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. Finally, on the show, in the seat with me, we've got Chris Stiles. This guy is one of the men behind the scenes. He's one of the guys walking around in the jackets, one of the guys making the calls. And also, we have John Sabia joining us. So we're kind of all rounding out the day here. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Doing good, man. Thanks
Absolutely.
For having me.
What up, everybody in Radio Land? How you guys doing?
Why don't you guys tell us, Chris, and we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys do, what you got going on at the New Jersey Horror Con this year? You've got probably a lot you want to talk about because you know all the ins and outs and where the bodies are buried and good stuff.
That's right. We're in Atlantic City, so there are bodies everywhere.
Oh, put them in the trunk. Put them in the
floor
trunk.
And the walls and even the ceiling tiles have stories to tell here.
Yeah.
So I have been with New Jersey Horror Con since the beginning. I moderate the Q&A panels, also film them. I do video editing, graphic design, all kinds of other stuff on the side. I run a YouTube show, sketch comedy. So as you were saying before, a little bit of a renaissance man.
Yeah, man.
I also like to say a jack of many trades, a master of none.
So. Yeah, I'm sure we've all got a few that we mastered that we didn't realize by this time. John, tell us a little bit about what you got going on today.
Yeah, so I'm an owner of a company called Socialitize. We do social media marketing using video to build brands, a lot of businesses, how-to videos, things like that, music videos, films. This is our 7th feature, but the first in the horror genre. So the producer came to me, said, hey, we got into the festival. And really, guys, it's been amazing. I mean, we actually won the special award here this weekend, and everyone was so loving, caring, supportive. Like the community has been really awesome, and I gotta tell you, I'm really trying to get into this whole horror genre because everyone's just great. This is great.
Oh man, that's amazing! Congrats, and yeah, I totally agree with you on the horror festival, the horror, you know, thing. I've been kicking around probably about 16 scripts in my head for a couple of years, and at least 5 or 7 of them are horror related. Yeah. Just because, you know, being inspired by seeing the community here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no better community in film than the horror community,
and,
no question.
And I think it's funny. I was talking to some people yesterday, some filmmakers and some makeup artists, and it's almost to the point where HorrorCon might even be a little bit of a misnomer because you have people who even aren't big horror fans that they show up and they realize like, oh, I showed up dressed as like a weird clown that likes to do other stuff, and people are accepting me here. You know, like. You could come as who you are on the inside, and the horror community seems to be so open and accepting of everybody.
Absolutely.
That was one of the big, like, New Jersey Horror Con was my first horror convention that I've ever been to.
Wow, I didn't know that.
This is my 6th show being at the show, and this is my 3rd show having a table and sponsors, 2nd show sponsoring, but New Jersey Horror Con was my entree into an actual horror convention.
Wow.
And it was probably the thing about it, the sort of atmosphere you guys had created with New Jersey Horror Con, where you could be walking down the sort of aisle in the vendors, and then you bump into, like, today I bumped into Michael Winslow. Oh, no, it was yesterday I bumped into Michael Winslow. I got to have this whole experience where Leslie Easterbrook was lost and looking for her autograph table, and I got to take her all around because we didn't know where she was going. And that doesn't happen at some of the conventions that are probably a little bit more on the tip of everybody's tongue. The New Jersey Horror Con has got the reputation as exploding in the last 2 years, I think, man. You guys are doing a great job.
That is amazing. I'm super proud and super inspired to hear that, you know, this con has created this.
That
you're doing now, you know, that you were inspired by this. That's amazing. I mean, that's a testament to the community of cons and, you know, of horror and stuff in general.
Yeah, it's. I mean, this is, Hollow Nine decided to try out doing the on-site radio station thing. And you guys, I can't tell you how many vendors and stuff come up to us like, dude, thank God you're blasting music over here. And, like, we try to just kind of, we're trying to have as much fun and we want people to have fun with us. And that's why we got guys like you stop by the table, hang out. We got to do the radio thing for a little bit. Dude, it's so much fun. What's the most fun for you, though? Since this is like, there's a side of it that's got to be like you're here and you're in the moment, but you're also one of the people putting it together. So is there something that you really enjoy? And then is there something that's more of a challenge than you thought it was going to be?
Well, you know, it's funny, and I'm going to kind of start with actually what you were saying before about the horror community being so accepting of people coming that aren't necessarily big horror fans. Like, growing up, I considered myself a huge horror fan, because growing up in the 90s, I watched everything from the 80s. That's, you know, I watched some 90s stuff, but, you know, all the 80s horror films are the classics to me. I'm not as diehard of a fan of most horror that is, like, made the 90s or later. It kind of just sort of fades out for me. Most of it I haven't really seen, so I'm not saying anything but ill will of it.
Sure.
It just, you know, never became a priority for me to see that stuff. So I come here pretty much as just a pop culture fan.
Right.
And, you know, not so much this diehard. Like, everyone's always talking about new school horror this, new school horror that. I'm like, I haven't even really seen that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, no one's ever been like, oh, what are you doing here?
Right.
It's like they're really great about it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like they want you to learn. you know, they want you to see what other people are talking about.
And then, you know what? Doing this has got me to watch some new movies and definitely a lot of indie movies and stuff. And, like, I watched the Soska Sisters' American Mary with Tristan Risk. And I was like, oh, my God, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And I told them that. I said, thank you for making a movie that I'm willing to watch that was made after 1989. And they're like, oh, my God, that is the biggest compliment ever.
That's
I'm like,
awesome.
Well, I mean it as the biggest compliment ever. So I'm glad that it was received the way that it was. But the most fun for me, you know, I'm just that nerd that wants to know that obscure thing about a movie that I feel like maybe two other people in the world care about. And so getting to do Q&A panels is perfect for me, because I'll find a way to work it in. You know?
Yeah, whatever, that's awesome.
Whatever weird thing that it is, you know, and then someone else gets really excited about it.
Yeah,
so.
That's awesome.
But yeah, but what would you
John,
say?
John, what do you think?
The thing that's kind of resonating for me is I walked in, you know, ready for the awards for the film we had in Buzzkill. Check it out. Buzzkill comes soon. I'm walking in with my skinny jeans, my white shirt, you know, looking quote-unquote, air quotes, you can't see them, normal. Yeah. And, you know, I was the one who was not fitting in, right?
Yeah, you were
I like that. I do that on purpose.
But yet at every minute, everyone was engaging. Everyone came up to me and said, hey, how can we help you? You know, there's no egos to get in line to be the film world. Like, oh, how's your movie? How much money you spend on this? What are you doing on that? It wasn't that here. It was very much like, let's help each other grow. Let's do things. Now, how big or small you are, you know, come out, rock, and just be yourself. And it really was really a great time. And I've been to, in my business, I've been to a lot of conferences. I see conferences run behind the scenes. I've seen a lot of things go down. And this has been really well run, and more importantly, not even just run, the people doing it are really phenomenal individuals and making a difference.
And especially, you guys are adaptable and flexible. Like, we were on the second floor this time around because Netflix ran a little long on a show
Netflix
that they've got going on downstairs.
Thank you Zack Schneider, who I saw walking the hallway last night.
The hall up here?
No, I was outside the Ace. And Zack Schneider, who's making the movie with Batista, which is why we're on the second floor. He just walked by, and I, like, kind of hold up a hand and wave, and, like, I don't think he really even saw it or anything like that, but a guy who I was with at the time, you know, he's like, who are you waving to? I'm like, that was Zack Schneider. He's like, that was Zack Schneider?
Yeah.
And by this point, he's 50 feet away,
right?
And this dude power walks 75% of the hallway, and, like, he's like, hey, man, you know, we're going to do a little walk and talk. I love this. And apparently Schneider was great, gave the guy a selfie.
Oh,
so,
no shit.
Yeah,
wow.
Nice to hear, even though he's not a guest here, but, hey, Zack Schneider, pretty cool guy.
Hey, dude, you know what? And I'd love to meet him. I didn't hate Batman vs. Superman as much as everybody else did.
No, I didn't hate it
as much.
I kind of liked Man of Steel better, but, you know.
know. I got nothing against the guy.
But, you know, I'm very curious to see the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? And I don't think I'm the only one, you know?
Everybody's dying for it because, you know, there is probably a way that that movie's watchable.
Absolutely, dude. I'll watch it with green screen in there. Yeah. I don't care. I don't need finished effects.
I like knowing the story. To me, the story is the key always.
Oh, always, yeah, right. Always.
Right. And horror might not necessarily be the genre where that's always been the sort of focal point, but I think some of the people that are doing new work and some of the indie films, they are paying a lot of attention to the story, and everything starts with the story and the script to even inspire people to want to do a project.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I feel bad sometimes when I was, like, as I was saying before, that I don't watch much post the 80s.
Right.
And it gives the impression that, like, almost I feel like there aren't good films post 80s, which there are, but they're made more so in the independent scene now.
Sure.
I think, you know, the creative storytellers are not being hired by Hollywood because they don't want creative stories. They want reboots,
proven track record, revenue generators.
Make another Halloween, no matter how many years it's been. We're gonna get people back, and we're gonna scratch the nostalgia itch.
Yeah,
you know, but all those movies that we love were made in a time when they were trying new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
everyone had to break
ground.
Everything was
creative. Dude, there was no movie like Weird Science before Weird Science.
Right.
There was no Ferris Bueller before Ferris Bueller. Mm-hmm. No Breakfast Club, no 16 Candles, no Back to the Futures or Karate Kids. There was nothing like those films.
Yeah.
And all we're doing now is trying to make movies that are like other movies.
Right, really. Right. And it's kind of... it's more inspiring to come to an event like this and get to watch like a Theater of Terror, or to watch your film at the being screened and shown for the awards. It was what was the name of your film?
Buzzkill New Jersey. Hashtag Buzzkill New Jersey.
Buzzkill New Jersey.
I've heard some good buzz about Buzzkill.
Oh, good.
Some positive feedback in the universe.
Yeah, Ryan
and if you guys won the award, man, I mean, there's
gotta be okay,
that you
I guess. we're just very blessed to be here.
But it's awesome to be seeing that kind of level of quality. Like, oh my God.
Oh,
it's Carmen Electra.
Hey.
Wow, we are all giving high fives to an absolute icon.
This is incredible.
Trailblazer, amazing. You are amazing. Carmen Electra,
absolutely. Be well. Safe. Thank you so much.
Love.
Have a good one. Be well.
Wow.
She still got it, folks.
So
you can't see it on radio, but
oh,
she's
my
still
God.
Got it.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Right
still
there.
Got
my
it.
My wife gets the picture of Carmen Electra.
The wife does it. There you go, wife. Good job, wife.
Good job. My wife got the picture of Carmen Electra. Oh, that's awesome.
Good job. That's a keeper. Cool. That wife's a keeper.
Niche.
Oh, and now,
bye.
Yeah, amazing Diane tour. Franklin. I have to get up and give a brief hug.
Stand by, everybody.
I
can take a picture.
If there's any way you could send me the pictures, you guys
here,
you and Kimberly yesterday with the tattoo, that would mean the absolute world.
Yeah, she's got it on her phone. Somebody took it. It wasn't my phone.
That would be,
so let's make believe we're on a podcast, right?
Oh my God.
She's like over there, and like, I'm like, I'm going to talk like, what?
But when, so, you know, when he was doing that thing. Right.
Oh my gosh, this guy, he's so funny.
I mean, how could you not?
That is. Like,
I remember that.
That
remember
my life?
I mean, you were great.
You know what? Don't even.
Yes,
that's
yes,
not even not a thing.
Come on.
Okay, come on. wait, what about you?
Yeah,
get
you
in here.
Jump in.
Yeah.
Hold the chair.
Here,
around.
We'll sit over here. Yeah, squash with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's share a mic and look at. Hey, you go here. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
you talk.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the time that.
Wow, you're
you know,
so profound.
Oh, absolutely. And then I drove a car right into the cast of the Goonies. It was unbelievable.
I saw that. I remember
was that.
Amazing?
It was amazing.
That was the
it
most
was
fun anybody
so
ever
great.
Had.
That was like great. Oh, look, there's someone taking a video. I'll smile.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh my God, this is awesome.
Right? Okay, so I love Better Off Dead. I love Bill and Ted's. And I'm just so glad that you guys remember those films.
Oh my God.
Those movies are my childhood. Like, Bill and Ted is everything to me. I would go to school and just try and talk like Bill and Ted all day.
Most
like,
triumphant of you.
I would just, absolutely. Yeah. I would give the same speech to my teacher that they give to Mr. Ryan. Like,
oh.
I didn't even know what it was. I didn't understand that I was like attempting brown nosing, but I'd be like, I just want to thank you for all that I've learned in your class.
Oh.
All I know is
I
want my $2,
class.
Man.
Oh,
I have walked around wanting those $2 for how many years now?
This is fantastic. I love this. But of course,
some language lessons.
Right, but language lessons.
You should do a whole YouTube series just called Language Lessons.
Oh my God.
Well, c'est au revoir, language lessons. Au revoir.
Try Fantasti.
Oh my god. Thank you. Oh my god.
All right, I gotta go. Okay, how funny was amazing. That?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know, I just saw it. Awesome.
Hey, no, we'll take it. We will take it.
Heroes, you guys are amazing.
Awesome. That was really fun.
You guys are amazing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
You totally know where you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I don't
need
my phone. Oh, my god.
Oh, see, that's what happens when you hang out to the end of the show.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I mean, like,
and a little fake video action.
I know, that was awesome, dude. That was so crazy. I mean, I'm still rolling. Oh, like, wait, there's audio going. Pull your chair back over, dude.
That was like the like Carmen Electra.
We didn't. Oh, Scary Carrie did get a picture of Carmen Electra. So there you go.
And tell us who we just took a whole video montage of.
What's her name? Diane. IMDb.
Iconic, amazing, the face of 80s television
film.
Well,
from Better Off Dead and Bill and Ted's Excellent
Bill and
Adventure.
Ted's Excellent Adventure. She's on her own.
Bye.
Thank you, you're awesome. Chris, sit back down. That was a good interlude.
Bye, guys.
Bye, thanks for everything.
Oh, yes. $4.99.99.
$4.99.99.
Take that price, cut it in half, and double it.
Cut it in half, then double it.
You know, I'll do a little more exercise.
Okay. Oh.
Well, all right. Look
at that picture.
The wheeling and dealing going on here.
Wow.
At the end of the day.
Folks, lots happening.
On the exit tour, man. This
wow.
Was,
this might be a new thing you do all the time.
I should have gotten into radio years ago.
Prime real estate.
I literally sit in on my first radio interview. I had done any radio interviews back in my touring band days, many eons ago. But this is the first real, the real interview for me. So two seconds in radio, and Carmen Electra's coming up in high fives, and Diane Franklin's coming in and sitting in,
and we like, pretend
where do you go
she's
from
been
now?
Here for
oh
hours.
My god!
Yes. Oh my god! That was
where do you go from there?
That,
oh my
oof.
God!
Oof! What were we going to talk about? How did movie trivia go?
Back
to the show.
Interesting thing, and I will tell you a little bit about movie trivia because we've been doing movie trivia here for a while. First it was horror trivia, and then so many people said, "Oh, make it just movie trivia." I don't know all these horror questions. So, okay, made it movie trivia. And then people said, "Make it horror." So then I made it both. And we've kind of exhausted trivia. Like, I've done thousands of questions. I don't think there's anything left in the information world of the internet.
It's unknown.
There's no more parts unknown in the horror world. So I made a movie game show this time. And essentially, the way the game show works is I give you the worst title for a movie that I could possibly think of. And there's four teams, and each team has to come up with a pitch or whatever. Or whatever team wants to come up with a pitch first, and then someone else can challenge it.
Oh, wow.
So, and I'll give you an example. Some of the movie titles were Hawaiian Nights with a K, like Hawaiian Knights. Heavens to Betsy, For Your Dad.
4 Year Dad.
Yeah. How do you make a movie called 4 Year Dad? And I'll tell you what, out of 17 titles that I had, somebody came up with a pitch for every movie that was worth seeing. And it was
really?
An interesting experiment because I really hope someone becomes a screenwriter from that room.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was throwing out shit like, you got to make a movie and it has to be called Sweet Bobby Space Pimp. And some guy made a pitch on it. I was like, wow, that's incredible. He's got like Sinbad pimping out the galaxy and like going and having a rivalry with like a Martian version of Mario Van Peebles, who's an intergalactic pimp. And
oh my God, I love it.
That sounds amazing.
Like, I would go check that out.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Let's fund that film.
That sounds like such a... You know what you have to do, though? You have to find a way to track that so that if that movie gets made, you guys have to say, this came out of Chris Stiles' movie game show at New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. You have to find a way to brand that, man. Don't let that away. That train can't get too far ahead of the station.
I feel like it's bigger than me already, and there's no way I can control it. Well, I want everyone to play this game show because I think it kind of proves to people that it's not that hard to write a movie.
I think we got to find a way to make a good movie.
But you think about this, right? If someone just said to you, "Oh, give me an idea for a movie," you'd be, "I don't fucking know." Mm-hmm. But if they gave you the weirdest, put you in the weirdest, smallest box, like you have to make a movie called Hard Stuff.
I think they already have that one. It's probably not what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, and that was kind of a joke. Like, was this a porn? What is this? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, but.
And that's if that's when all you give them is just that title, you know? I mean,
that sounds that's genius. Thinking,
it's like word association for concepts, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Sure. Different way of thinking.
And you know, Tony Goggles, who runs the film festival here, it's funny. I was giving him all those, you know, we were at the bar the night before, and I was like, oh, this is what I'm going to do for the movie thing. And he's like, well, what are the titles? And I was giving him every title, and he was just hitting everyone out of the park.
Oh, crap.
Like I mean, it's like you're tossing baseballs at Babe Ruth, and everyone is a home run.
Wow, man. I got to catch up with Tony one of these times. He's always running. He's a busy guy, too, at this event. He's hard to pin down.
But he has an interesting approach to writing. He says, I won't write one line until I have a title, I have a poster, and a trailer in my mind.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's incredible.
Makes sense.
You know, and again, it's similar to kind of like reversing it. Like, you know, I give you the title, you come up with the pitch. You know, he's going to come up with the pitch, the title, the poster, and the trailer, and then he's going to write and make the movie.
Around it,
and his movies are great, too, you know.
What's your process like, John? Tell us a little bit about how that resonates with you as far as, like, do people pitch you ideas? Does your team pitch you ideas? Do you have a group of people you write with?
So basically what ended up happening, we'll just go with the example of Buzzkill, the last film we did. I had a storefront in Belmar, New Jersey, for the company, and he walks and goes, hey, you make films? I'm like, yeah, I made a couple. And he just pitched me his idea. And I tell you what, so I'm dyslexic. I don't read. I don't read anything. I read this guy's script. Phenomenal. You know, and it was just really great. New millennial, but not trivial. It was just really, really good. I loved it. I wanted to make a book of it. But he's like, let's do this film. And we just kind of got into it. We actually made, funny enough you're saying this, we made this like trailer, like this 9-minute short, just about a party scene that happened before the movie actually happened, like a prequel almost to the movie.
Oh, that's so cool.
So we did this whole thing, produced the heck out of it, and that was kind of it. So we got a lot of good feedback from his friends and family, and it being that we're a Central Jersey-based and the Jersey love, you know, goes just transcendent, everyone just loves Jersey, we're getting a good feedback from us. He goes, well, we're going to make the film. He got an investor, and we said, we're going to make the film. And so we kind of did do it a little bit backwards, because he had drawings when he was a kid doing this film. Like, he always had these ideas, and he actually made, like, you know what you did with your friends, your VHS camcorder, and your dad's camcorder in the backyard? He did that.
Wow.
And he made that with his friends, but now, as an adult, in his own business, he started this. And so he did kind of do it a little bit backwards, but now we're moving forwards.
That's so cool. I mean, folks, do it backwards. Seriously. Yeah. I think that's what we're learning here.
Yeah.
Got his feet wet.
I can't remember who, but I know another famous filmmaker once said, if you write the ending, you've got the movie.
Yeah.
You've got a good ending, you've got a good movie. You know?
That's true.
I mean, I think you have, you know, that in characters, but obviously story is good as well.
Well, we really lucked out, and the funny thing about this movie that I'm trying to kind of get across now that's going to be made or distributed is, like, we were doing, like, I don't know, 3 scenes in a 4-hour period. We'd have people come down from New York City, come to Red Bank, New Jersey. We'd light them 3 lights, boom op, PA, that's it, and just run and go.
Wow.
And it was as guerrilla as anything. And, like, I have other movies we've done other things with bigger budgets, but this was like, get it done. And the actor's like, had to leave. We got to get back on the train in 20 minutes or we don't get the shot.
Yeah.
So, like, we did have a couple pickup days, but we primarily shot this thing in about 6-hour increments for 2 years.
Wow.
So it's really coming to fruition. It's like the half-assed back ways of doing it, but now it's working and people are liking it, and then we're getting, you know, this community build around it, and it just really was just a passion project. This guy didn't stop. You know how all the films, like, never get made? He made his film, and I'm so proud of it. Drove a Rolla Productions for doing it.
I think the funny thing is, too, that we could probably look at it. I think we're only saying that it's backwards because it's not the way people have traditionally done it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's almost like, how do you find a way into an area that you wouldn't have a traditional entree into? Well, try doing it differently than the people before, and if your product comes out just as good or better, it's like, hey, that's called creating the new school, right?
Yeah,
so, I mean, we always have, if we can find that moment where being daunted by the task doesn't hold us back from doing it.
Sure.
If you can push through that, like, I'm sure even taking on putting a show like this together and even having to come up with, like, all right, how do I engage the movie trivia aspect of this in a different way? You know, all the time, I mean, even this, it's like we kind of keep increasing the stuff we bring to put on the table and, like, the way we set up the booth, and we're already thinking about ways to do it next time. It's sort of like, I think the energy at this event spurns a lot of that on, and I feel like one of the things we've been getting thematically from a lot of people we've spoken to is that they're in it, in a sense, not only to do what they're setting out to do, but to also help other people that they meet who might be interested or might have no idea where to start do the same thing and give them, like, some experience and some exposure.
Well, as everyone's coughing,
everybody's like the hotel's like, it's time for you to stop.
Stop now.
Yeah, we're all officially at dry mouth and can't breathe anymore.
Yeah, Mick Garris is still here from the last time, and he just unleashed the stand virus in Atlantic City.
Captain Trips is taking us all down one by one. I might be one of the immune ones because I haven't started coughing yet. So once we find your bodies, then I start coughing, and then you know, oh, shit, he did get it. He wasn't immune. Such a great movie, man.
I'm back now. Does my voice sound any different, boys and girls?
Is there any place anyone wants to plug? You guys have stuff on the internet, and you want to tell us where we can find your YouTube channel? And
sure.
Definitely, if you have, from what you heard about the movie game that's going on, make sure you come to the next New Jersey Horror Con, which is going to be in March or April,
one of the two. We usually, like, this show is usually in late September. It happened to be in October this time because that's what was available. So we try and keep it a little flexible. Mm. But yeah, plugs. Let's see. My YouTube channel is called Live Action Media. I run a show called Best Around. I'm very bad at internet things. So if you just search for Live Action Media, you won't find it. Search for Best Around, Best Dark Christmas Movies, and you'll find a funny channel where three guys green screen themselves over your favorite movies. And every week, different category. What are the best part threes? What are the best 90s comedies? What's the best Stallone movie? What's the best Cusack movie? Obviously, Better Off Dead.
There you go. It's between that and Gross Point. I don't know.
Oh, man, Gross Point. You know, Cusack got a pretty deep filmography.
He's a tough one to nail down one or two as, like, the best. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You got the Grifters in there. You got High Fidelity.
I actually got a chance to ask him at a Q&A in Dragon Con in 2017. I said, hey, man, how come we've never seen any more from Gross Point Blank? Like, aren't, like, Martin Gross and John Wick buddies? Like, can't they team up or something? And he's like,
yes.
He's like, I've actually never seen John Wick. I'm like, dude, you have to. And then I just walked away from the mic. I was like, well, that was the end of that.
There goes that one. Wow. That's
but it's incredible. Just like one of those things where I'm like, wouldn't that be an amazing crossover? Or like a Martin Blank running into a John Wick? And then, I mean, they're both kind of similar. You know, the guys in the dark suit, it's effortless to do the thing that they do. But, like, they go against the grain and people are trying to knock them out. I don't know. I think that would be a fun world crossing to do. So I'm always going to put that one out there in the ether. John, tell us a little bit about where they can find more about Buzzkill and what else you got going on.
So it's, I think it's buzzkillnj.com. You can check it out. We just got distribution. We're sending out the file. Just got distribution. We should be next couple months have something for purchase. But my company is Socialtize. We help produce it, shoot it, edit it, the whole thing. Socialtize. That's hashtag Socialtize or Socialtize.it.
Okay.
And check out Buzzkill New Jersey. And guys, thanks so much for having me. It's been
fantastic.
And actually, my last note is, like, I really want to get into this horror culture and figure out ways we can all work together and build this idea of this community and these amazing entrepreneurs and filmmakers and artists doing it together. I love it. So anything I can do to help, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm in.
Once you're in the zone here, it's like, all right, I never want to leave. So
we're just
going to
shoot
coming back. All right, well, I think this is now officially the final word on Hollow Nine's coverage of the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. Chris Stiles, John Sabia, thank you guys for sticking around and hanging out late night here, late night, 5:15, but after the end of the show.
Where's the after party?
Hey, well, you know, we kind of had one at our booth a little bit with Diane Franklin and Carmen Electra swinging
by.
We
were the after party.
We officially are like VIP level.
We did it.
We'll be doing this again next time for sure at the Hollow Nine Network. Keep tuned in here.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.